Greetings, everyone, and happy Sunday here on Sunday, the 12th of April, 2015. My name is Sue Teresa, and welcome to our weekly live global group meditation and open discussion gathering for those of you joining for the first time or those of you who have been coming to the call when you can over the past year and a half or so. Today is really special in that we have the Sun Transit talk from our Vedic astrologer, Radha. She's going to be joining us in a couple of minutes. We're going to have a quick call today because blessings from Dr. Pillai, he's having a live hangout on Pillai Center at the top of the next hour. So this call is going to be just jumping right into the Sun transiting into Aries forecast that includes a bit of a talk about the Sun and what the Sun, why we are following the Sun's transit every month here in this program. And that's going to be, again, talked about by Radha. But also, because it is going to be a really powerful time to get a couple of days jump in that the Sun is transiting in on the 14th, I believe it is, and so that we thought we'll give everyone the heads up, and then Rod is going to share some practical tips and some ideas of what you can focus on in the next 30 days, and not only the next 30 days, it's going to be starting the whole new year because the Sun transiting into Aries means it's the start of the Vedic New Year. And so that we're in natural alignment with the planets and the seasons and everything that's related to your inner development. So the Sun represents the soul. So why not follow the soul's stirrings and see what our soul wants to tell us to do for this month and then year ahead. So without too much further ado, Radha, are you ready to jump on? I will open the line for you. One second. So you should be ready to roll.
Hi, Sucharita.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining, Radha.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Great. So
go right ahead. Okay, great. Yeah, so we're getting a jump on the year, the Vedic New Year, a little bit because the Sun is actually not going to transit into Aries until the 14th, and that's going to be this Tuesday, and it's going to be actually at 4:10 a.m. in the Eastern time zone. Now, whenever the Sun moves into the natural first house of the zodiac, which is Aries, this initiates the Vedic New Year, and it represents a fresh new start is possible now for you and for all of us in the world. And Aries is the first house of the zodiac, and then when the Sun is in Aries, the Sun is exalted at maximum power. So I just have a little quote here from Dr. Pillai. And he says that the moment Sun moves into Aries, it is a time for renewal, for self-confidence, and for joy. And we have to use this time. For the 30 days that Sun will be in Aries, it is a time for you to make important changes in your life. So that's what's going to start this Tuesday. And every Vedic New Year is different, and each one receives a name. And the name of this Vedic New Year in 2015 will be Kamadeva. Kamadeva is the Hindu god of human love, and we call him as Cupid in the West. The name for Kamadeva in Tamil is Manmata. I hope I'm saying that correctly. I may not be. So that means that this is a year where there are possibilities for relationship breakthroughs. And you may feel inspired in the next 12 months, perhaps, to do, you may do some astrological remedies to mend relationship problems, or you may take other types of practical actions to improve your relationships. So, going back to the basics, the sun represents our soul. It represents our vitality, our father, royalty consciousness. The sun is the king of the heavens, and our whole star system here revolves around the sun. And the sun is exalted when he's in Aries. So he's at maximum power, and that means that he can impact us more. And so, this month is definitely going to have an impact on all of us. And so if we can become more alert and use this energy that's available from the sun, then we can really make some important changes in our lives. So there's an interesting note from AstroVed. The AstroVed astrologers noted that the energy from the sun gets absorbed in us through gamma rays. And gamma rays, it's a type of light that comes from the sun, and it doesn't harm our physical body. It doesn't give us, the sunburn or anything. But it actually brings in higher vibrations to our subtle body. And let's see here. Aries is the sign. It's the most action-oriented of all the signs. And it's a fire sign. It's a movable sign. And its symbol is a ram. And now, if you think about a ram is a very adventurous and agile animal. And rams sometimes butt heads with each other. So it's kind of, it's a tough, a strong animal. And they can actually climb up mountain slopes that look impossibly steep. But they're so sure-footed that they can do it. And the name for Aries in Sanskrit is Mesha. Aries it's the first sign of the zodiac, and that means that it relates to yourself, your identity, your physical body and health. And the overlord of Aries is Mars, which is also a fiery planet. Mars is a planet of action, of solving problems, and of courage. So during this month, you may experience higher energy levels and more ability to take action. It may be a good time to focus on improving your health or improving your career or personal needs. And it's a good time to do things that would promote yourself and to set your goals and to take action steps towards achieving your projects. And just one caveat is just be careful not to give in to impatience or anger or selfishness. So one interesting thing about the transits that we have now, where the positions of the planets, is that Mars, again, the overlord of Aries, he's also an Aries. And so Sun and Mars are going to be together in Aries until about, May 3rd. And so Mars and Sun are like good friends. So basically they're going to be supporting each other, making each one stronger. And they're both very, very strong. Sun being exalted and then Mars being in his own sign. It's like Mars is in his own house. He feels very comfortable and he's powerful. So it will definitely be very effective to do mantras for the sun on Sundays and then mantras for Mars on Tuesdays during this time. And one interesting thing about all this, there's a lot of fire energy here because both Mars and Sun are fiery planets. And then Aries is a fire sign as well. And one thing about fire is that it helps us take action and to make progress. If you think about fire, it always burns upwards. It's fire never really burns down. It's always going up towards the heavens. And you could take that as it's always, wanting to progress. And it also fires a way to communicate with the higher intelligence. That's why the fire rituals are so effective. And Dr. Pillai, you know, really embraces that technology, and he has a lot of fire labs going on at his HOMA center. And so fire is an intense, and it's energy, and it's transforming, and it's also focused. So this month is going to be the best time of the year to set your goals for the next 12 months, because the sun is really going to help you to energize them, and sun and Mars are going to help you to take action towards realizing those goals. And then for this particular Vedic New Year and Vedic year, the next 12 months, there are possibilities for spiritual blessings, for self-actualization, and then engaging in noble actions. That's from the Astroved astrologers team has noted that. And just a final reminder is that the sun can dispel your karma. The sun can get rid of your mediocre life, and it can give you power and energy. So these are all good reasons to become more friends with the sun. The sun's energy is going to be really available this month, so we can really connect to the sun and make friends with that more, so it can sustain us all throughout the year. And the sun's mantra, the sun has a short mantra, which is Om Suryaya Namaha. And you can find that on Astroved's website. They have the virtual puja. But then the sun has a longer mantra called the Gayatri Mantra, which is a beautiful mantra. And in the blog post, we'll put a link to a YouTube video where Dr. Pillai is chanting that mantra. Definitely, it's going to be very powerful to chant that on Sundays, which is the sun's day, or you could do it on any day at sunrise, at sunset, and during sun horas. It will be especially powerful. And I'll just remind you, as you know, we have in less than 1 hour, we've got a webcast from a Google Hangout from Dr. Pillai about the Vedic New Year, and then he's going to be giving a one-hour webcast on the 14th, on the actual day of the transit. And he's going to share about how you can connect to the sun's energy and just access that power to turn around your life in the areas of finances and relationships and health. So what activities will be especially favorable this month? I just want to summarize that. Let's see here. First of all, probably is to write down your goals. And you may already have a list of goals, or you may have a vision board where you've put images of your goals, your manifestations that you want to bring into being. This, if you already have it, it would be a good time to revisit it and look and make updates. You'll probably see that some things have manifested. Some things, there's been progress. Some things, maybe there hasn't been progress, but this would be a good time to take note of it. And just update your goals for the next 12 months. And think about, how do you want to structure your life for the next year? This is the best time of the year to start new projects. So take some action to promote your projects and your manifestations. And experience yourself as enterprising and practical and problem-solving. And the sun and Mars will be supporting that energy in you. And you can always access sun and Mars, by the way, by saying their mantra. And it's most effective if it's during their hora or if it's during their day that they rule. And as I mentioned before, another very favorable activity this month is to honor the sun by chanting his mantra, probably his Gayatri mantra. And other important activities would be to do something to improve your health. This may be starting an exercise program or eating foods that are, nourish you. And you may enjoy doing some yogic sun salutations too, because that's a great thing to improve your health. And you can do that as you chant the Gayatri Mantra, or you as you listen to it and visualize the sun. And really just embrace self-growth this month. Embrace confidence and action. And feel the renewal of energy in you and in the world. And finally, keep in mind that this is the year of relationships. Relationship breakthroughs are possible, whether getting a relationship that you want or improving relationships that are already present. So, you know, if that's an area of life you want to improve, then, you know, this could be the time to take some practical steps on improving relationships. And whether it's any type of practical action in that area or also astrological remedies too. So that's the forecast for the month when Sun is in Aries. And I'm wondering if you have any commentary, Sucharita?
Oh, that's great, Radha. Thanks so much. Of course, you know I do. But that's great. I love this outline because you've hit some really good points for us to tune into. Because these calls that you do, Radha, are so informative and they're so you know, practical for people. So that gives us the background of, okay, the sun is transiting. So that's kind of the astrological perspective. And then what the sun is, our vital life force. Without the sun here on the earth plane, there would be no life at all. We wouldn't be able to eat because, you know, the sun is required to, you know, do the photosynthesis with plants, and then the animals eat the plants. If you're into eating animals or plants, then that's the way we get our nourishment, or traditionally in the past. You know, or if we want to eat nutritiously, that's definitely how it goes. So it might be, as you said, this is when it's really powerful and it can do our body good to look at our diet. And the season is changing. You know, it has been changing from winter to spring. So it's a natural time to, hey, it's time to change the diet. So let me look at eating nutritiously. What is available for me? And then also, I'm just looking out the window now. I live in Toronto, for those of you who don't know. And there are people running down the street because they're joining. It's called a running club in the neighborhood. And they're just running down the street. So I'm like, oh, this, and it's a bright, sunny day. So the sun will give us clues about what it is that we need to do. We just have to look all around us. And you can look at others for inspiration or, you know, motivation. So those kinds of things were not available about a month ago because it was so freezing cold when I'd look out the window and everybody's, like, bundled up. Or in their cars, they're not even outside because it's so cold. So nature is always telling us, and then we can see in our world around us what it is that we need to do to be in alignment with that. And then we choose how we want to use that energy. So the sun that represents our soul is speaking to us and saying, hey, wake up, you know, in order to have a healthy mind and also to be able to stay on your spiritual path. It's so important to, you know, take an internal check and say, okay, why am I not able to meditate? Why can't I receive the benefits of meditation? Why can't I go deeper into my meditation? I've been meditating or mantra practicing or joining fire labs or other programs or rituals, and I'm not getting it at the level that I need to get at. Well, part of that is because the physical may not be in alignment. The mental aspect of yourself may not be in alignment. So when you feel good, so when you're eating right and you're exercising, you know, you can do yoga. You don't have to do running. I can't do running. My knees will my knees and my joints will tell me, don't do it, you're too old. But I definitely can do yoga, right? So find something that will get the body moving and not create injury to you. And then you can open up the chakras. And then you will start to see, oh, if I eat this, I'm going to feel very sluggish. Or if I eat, if I don't eat this, I'm going to feel sluggish. So, you know, it's a time to get, people do a master cleanse at this time. They do some, if they can't do a master cleanse, then they can do some form of switch in the diet. It's so, so key. You know, adding more fresh vegetables, adding more fruits, and doing that in a balanced way. So everyone has access to the internet. You don't have to have the special place in your neighborhood anymore. So you can easily just Google what you can do to help to get the weight off, to feel more vital. And then when you do feel that, then you are propitiating the sun. You are listening to your soul. And then when you start to look good and you feel good, then you start to resonate more attractive energy towards others, to maybe attract a relationship, or to maybe, as Radha had said, that this is the year, the theme for this whole year is to repair your relationships. Like, it's going to be, the energy will be there supporting it. So if you've been battling with that, whether it's a family relationship, an interpersonal relationship between your family members, your siblings, your parents, grandparents, kids, you know, aunts, uncles, whatever it is, or extended family, then you'll start to see the differences. So when you are doing that for yourself, when you have a beautiful relationship with your body, your mind, and your soul, then you will be exuding that to everyone else. And then when the whole year, week, day after day, week after week, month after month, for 12 months, you're tuning in and you're saying, I've got to resolve my relationships, or I've got to attract a beautiful relationship, personal relationship in my life, because I've been waiting so long and it hasn't happened. And I have this desire and it just won't go away. And you might even feel like, oh, I don't want relationship. I'm good with all my relationships. And what the energy will do is it will stir your soul up and say, okay, let's see. Let's see if you are. And then it will present to you Mr. or Mrs. Right, whatever that is. Like Dr. Pillai says, Mr. and Mrs. Right don't exist. You just have to be flexible. And then everything will be right. So when we are, looking every day in our lives with our own relationship with ourselves. So if you have issues with the self-talk, definitely you will have the breakthroughs. Because if you're committed to your spiritual path, you have to, must, as Dr. Pillai says, you must take inventory. So you must set that goal to have a beautiful relationship with yourself, your own inner talk. And that can be in the form of doing your meditations, your mantra practice. So what mantra for relationships? Kleem, simple word, five letters, Kleem. You just say that every day for as often as you can. But if you can say it, you know, a few times in the morning, in the afternoon, and then before you retire at bedtime, you've said it more than you wouldn't have said it if you didn't say it at all, right? So, but if you can set a routine and say, hey, I'm going to do 108 a day, and then you times that by 365, that's a lot. You've done a lot. And what have you done? You haven't just said a word. You've invited that energy to build and build and build and build and stick inside of you. And once you build that energy inside you, it can't be lost. It's always a part of you. So then you can easily call on that because the energy is the deity, right? It's the archetype, the divine archetype. It is the actual archetype in the spiritual realm. So Dr. Plank gives us the keys to unlock the doors or the vaults to our problems. So this vault of relationship is going to be, the key is clean. So clean will open that door, and then you can attract relationships that are going to be supportive, that are going to be loving, that are going to help you to evolve. Both parties or all parties. So does it mean that you'll like start fresh with a whole new, clean the slate? Well, as we know, you might be able to, but as we know in our lives, those of us who have been living, past a few decades, or even young wise kids people, they know that without relationships, we won't be able to monitor who we are. We won't be able to interface with who we are. And I don't think it's possible for us to be in this world and not have relationship. To even be in a cave, who are you going to have a relationship with? Your own monkey mind. Oh, my God, that's the biggest nightmare sometimes, right? Because we blow everything out of proportion. And then if we don't have someone to kind of, bounce our ideas off or bounce our emotions off, then we will just, the tendency is to go for the worst case scenario, isn't it? So really, we are interdependent upon relationship. So this is the time to settle that, to settle all the ways we've been behaving in relationships, and then to see the people in our lives for the first time. And if there are situations, as Dr. Palais has shared over the years with a lot of us, is that if there are situations that are, too difficult and just too painful and just too karmic, as he said, because all relationships are karmic. So that means we have thought that we want to clear up this issue in this lifetime with this particular family, the friends, the work, the people we travel with, in our lives throughout this whole lifetime. We set it up that way. But then Dr. Ply says, well, if it's not a good thought, then why do you want to take action and continue to manifest that? So if it is totally a dysfunctional relationship, then you can also get the courage and the strength and the will, God's will, to set it aside for this year, maybe lessen it so you don't have to go cold turkey, but you can just look at it and say, I'm not going to pay too much attention to that. If it's there, it's there. If it's not, it's not. So it will help you to be detached, because also Ketu is in Pisces, and that is the two fish swimming in the different directions. So it allows for that kind of consciousness to exist. So if you don't see eye to eye, just swim past one another, swim around each other. You can be in the same school, but there's so many thousands and thousands, and you don't have to be affected by it emotionally, because Pisces also is very sensitive, so it will pick up everything. So as the sun is moving into Aries, it will say, hey, me first. It's time for me to think about me first, develop me all through this whole year, pay attention to the transformation of my inner and outer, and then so that by the time the sun comes around to that final 12th month of its transit, then you will be a completely different person if you commit yourself to that and sincerely do that and do your practices. And then people in your life will see you in a whole new light. And you may see those people in a whole new light as well, because you will have been more compassionate towards yourself. You will have more empathy towards yourself. You will have more courage and more strength and more self-confidence, self-esteem, to speak to people on a whole new level, because you will be clear. You'll be free of that energy that keeps pulling you back into old ways of being. So you first take the steps to sort of, as Radha said, set your goals. And if you have a list of people in your life, I did this last year. I just thought, okay, I'm going to just try it. And I didn't look at the list, and this is honest, I didn't look at the list of the people's names until about, I don't know, 6 or 7 months into this year. And I went, oh, what's this list for? Because I had kind of, it was in my journal, and I was like, oh, that. Because I'd been working on other things that I thought were really important. And it's funny because relationships weren't important. It wasn't the time to put a lot of focus and attention on those relationships. But guess what happened? All of them changed anyways. That was the bonus. So it's so, so important to set your goals. And you can just, you can work on things and then refine those goals. And in the moment, okay, I want to, my focus of all my mantra practice, my meditations is going to be on work, the project, because that's what we do for most of the day, right? 8 to 10 hours a day sometimes, and even longer after we close the computer down or we leave the office. Our mind is always thinking about, okay, how am I going to make this a better project, or what am I going to do for this, or how am I going to interact with this person? So it doesn't shut off so easily. Maybe some people it does. God bless them. It doesn't shut off for me until I sit down and I do my meditation, then everything shuts. And that's important to do. We need our brain to relax and to just let go of everything and experience that peace. So you can do that at the end of the day, the beginning of the day, anytime throughout the day, to chant that mantra clean for this year. And then probably there's going to be clean challenges offered through Pillai Center. You can do, there's the soul cleansing services that you can do. They're on Pillai Center as well, totally on relationships or health. You know, so again, relationships is kind of like the general theme, but then there are things that you can do to improve yourself so that you will feel good and you will want to be clear, and then you can clearly communicate with others more effectively. So inadvertently, you'll be working on your relationship when you work on that issue with yourself. And ourself, we always say the person that is standing in front of us, or that we're listening to someone and they're saying something, we listen in a different way now, hopefully, in that we listen to the words, okay, fine, but then we also listen to the energy that is coming from behind the words. So we might be more discerning when we're interacting with others. So if something comes up for you that's a bit disturbing, you can feel some anger, frustration, or you have that other voice going on in your head, oh, look what he's wearing, oh, look what she's wearing, or look at the car they're driving. Oh, I wish I had that house that they have. Or, this whole other dialogue is going on. So you can just, do some things to make sure that that gets taken care of. So you can write those down and say, why do I keep having that tape running? Whenever I see this person, I think of this, 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 and this. So when you become really alert and really understand that there's different dialogues about yourself that is going on, that are going on at the same time as that you're interfacing with someone else, and then you feel like they pushed your button. Well, they kind of did, but then also it's a good thing because it's bringing us to our attention what causes us our own pain and our own suffering, and then why things aren't working out the way they're working out for us. So really when we are moving through this next year together, And when we're moving, particularly with the sun's energy illuminating those areas of our life that our soul is saying, come on, clean that up at the soul level. That's why we need the energy of the sun, as Radha was sharing, that Astrovet had put out, is that the sun's rays are so needed. And gamma rays, they use gamma rays for surgery, right? But that can, be for healing, right? So we want to think of the sun in our lives as maybe purifying our body through the actions that we take to do diet and exercise program, and then food for the soul. So the mantra practice or meditation or taking time out, nature, yoga, all those will be food for the soul. And then we have to address the mind issue. So the mind is a monkey. We don't want the monkey to be jumping around and saying, you're not satisfied. Oh, maybe you should get out of this relationship. Or maybe you should be doing something else. You have to really take a step back, press the pause button for a second, and just say, where is this coming from? Mm-hmm. And then you'll see that the relationships that we have now, at this point in our lives, really reflect the relationships that we had from the start. And then not only the start of the life, but you'll see that pattern pervade all the way through. So if you think you can run away from your brothers or sisters or husbands or wives or mothers or fathers or, anyone in your life from those beginning relationships, chances are you've seen them at different points throughout your life as you've grown through some periods. So even if you just take an inventory, take a look, who reminds you of your mother? Who reminds you of your father? Who reminds you of your kids in your workplace? You will see, oh, so-and-so, that's my dad. So-and-so, that's my mom. So-and-so, that's my sister, my brother, my aunt, my uncle. And you will see those energies being played out. Now, the good news is that you can leave them, after 8 hours. But then, maybe some of us don't even see our family members for 8 hours at a time. So who's fooling who? Right? So it's God's grace, really. The grace that's flowing through each and every one of us to reveal to us every single day what we need to resolve with our, the family of life. Right? Doesn't just end at the biological. Or, if we've been adopted, or we have, families that have been remarried and things like that, it's still our family, right? We chose on a soul level to experience some tie, some karmic tie to that family. So does it mean it has to be severed? Maybe in some cases, in extreme cases, but then you should get support. Professional support that can help with that kind of separation as you go through that process if you need to. Or you can just take a back seat. Everyone is so busy that it's so easy to not be able to hook up or connect, right? So it's not that you're doing it on purpose. You're just taking a time out, which is going to help you in the long run, give you more self-esteem, and give them a break from you too. Right? So that's a big thing, too, is it's a big smash in the ego when the person will say, oh, it's been so long, and you know what? I really thought about our relationship and blah, 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 blah. And you hear what they thought. Oh, my God. You'd rather not, right? So maybe after some time, you won't even care about who did what or said what or what has happened in the past. And sometimes what has happened in the past just to me needs to be left there in the past. And let that clean it up. So there's not much difference between those two words, right? Clean and clean. So use the clean. It's a simple mantra. There's other mantras that you can use as well. Maybe Dr. Ply will touch more upon that. But Kamadeva is it fulfills your desires. So that energy of that archetype, it fulfills the desire. So if your desires in your life have not been fulfilled, set your goals, even if they're outrageous. Because as Radha was saying, the sun is exalted in Aries, Mars is there, Saturn is in a sign where it says transformation is a must. You must, we all must transform. So you can't escape it. Even if you have to go to the depths of despair, we're all going to transform. Now, why would we want to go to the depths of despair? Some of us have to. That's what the soul wants to do. But then, as Dr. Ply says, you don't have to suffer. You can choose in every single moment what to do. So the first step out of that is clean. The practical step is get support. Write your goals. Get support for yourself first and foremost so you can be clear about what to ask someone else for support. And if you ask someone, are you just complaining about your situation? Are you asking for sincere support to help you to come out of it? Are you just using them as something where you can dump all your emotional baggage on? That's not a healthy interpersonal relationship, and you're not taking responsibility. So Aries will start to say, you know what? I'm going to be sure-footed. It's going to be a risk. Like the ram, it's going to go up that mountain and be balancing on one hoof to jump to the next level. But it's so sure-footed. It's energetically, that's what it does. And so that gives us the energy to, yes, climb that mountain, get over that situation and get beyond it and move forward or fly. I don't know if we've ever seen rams flying, but, you can feel lighter, even though it will be a bit of a challenge for some people who have been a bit stuck or too emotional, lost in emotion over this past month because of things that have been coming up. It's time to burn it away. Because so the sun energy, Mars energy, it will purify it. So it's not like you have to burn like as in, getting burnt by the sun. You purify the body, mind, and soul. So those, and then you can feel that self-esteem coming in. So if you don't have a mantra for self-esteem, or if you don't have self-esteem, a mantra for self-esteem is HREEM, H-R-E-E-M, right? So, and then to help you to, feel more connected to the sun, you do the Gayatri Mantra, the sun's Gayatri Mantra, which is available on Palai Center. And when you click on the the Hangout today, they actually give you the Dr. Ply chanting it. And then Radha said she's going to provide the link as well for the Gayatri. And then Om Suryaya Namaha. That is on Astrovet, on the Hora Watch. So if you haven't got a free Hora Watch, please get it. It's so empowering because every day and every hour it will cue you. Who's going to support you? And that energy, even if say it's only the mantra has only been said a few times, it's coming from Dr. Ply, and he has the copyright on this. So meaning that his energy being put into it, into the mantra, is going to be much more powerful than you just reading it in a book or reading it online or someone else saying it. Unless they've been empowered by Dr. Ply, it's not going to work as effectively. I'm not going to say it's not going to work at all. It will to some extent, but then Dr. Ply has come from the Siddha lineage that says those who come to you are going to get the blessings of the true secrets behind those mantras. And that will be instilled in them. And then that consciousness will build and build and build and build and build. Every time they use it, it won't be depleted. So it's actually a great time to, set your goals, but take action. So we set our goals, but then we don't take action. right? And we become really frustrated with ourselves when we don't see things are working. So be, if you're going to set your goals, it's going to be all about the foreground or background, however you want to look at it, is going to be relationship. How you're relating to yourself is going to be how you relate, is going to show up as how you relate to others. And then what are my actions today? So it can be as simple as, I'm going to put the mantra into practice. I'm too scared out of my mind to even say anything to my coworker, my boss, my brother, my sister, my mother, my father, whatever. If you know you have ancestor issues, because everybody does, because you'll see the pattern pervade through your life, your family life. So chances are, if there's relationship problems, if there's health problems, if there's financial problems, if there's legal problems, if there's, disease problems, or there's spiritual problems, you can't even talk to your family members about anything related to spirituality. Not that you want to tell them exactly what you're doing, but you just, they don't even relate to consciousness or, you know, God consciousness or, you know, anything to do with the spiritual path. Maybe they don't go to church or temple or mosque or whatever, so it's so hard to, relate to them on that spiritual level. So write all those things down, and then you just go into this practice that will say, you know, commit yourself to getting all that fixed. Dr. Pillai, again, he might give us a meditation or he might give us more suggestions on this hangout that's coming up in a few minutes. But, it's really a great time to be adventurous when you're setting your goals, and then you will find you'll want to take action. So take action in the best way that you can, that you know how to do, because just taking those first steps will get you some momentum, right? And then if you need support, then you reach out for support. So it's been really helpful for members on this program and in other programs that I do weekly calls. I'm now helping people out with one-to-one coaching to set yourself into a direction that is going to be supporting you. So it helps to get, clarity in your life. And then for the issue that you want to work on, there's so many different ways to support that issue based on your budget, your time, your money, your resources that you have. So then once you have that clarity, then you can just hit the ground running and you feel so much better. So if that's something that resonates with everyone, please do connect. You can just send an email to sundayswithsucharita@plycenter.com or my Ply Center email is sucharita@plycenter.com. And then I can help to support you one-to-one. So I think that's pretty much all I wanted to touch on. Well, fire, you had said too, Radha, fire. It's interesting that the fire energy, when you light a fire, if you have a stick of fire or match or something, and you try to turn it on its side, the flame still goes up, as you were saying. So that just, fire represents consciousness. So consciousness, whatever we're conscious or aware of and we're totally alerted to every day, it will be that connection to the divine. When we bring more and more attention and more awareness, then we have that fire, that passion, that consciousness to make the changes that we want to change, to see in our life. The last thing, other thing that I wanted to share too, Jupiter is also exalted in Cancer. So that's spiritual blessings. This is a year of spiritual blessings, a year of transformation, and a year for you to experience inner and outer relationship issues being resolved, dissolved, purified, brought to a whole new level of consciousness. that you never have seen before or experienced before. So don't give up on yourself and don't give up on others is what I'm saying. See everyone as your own divine self, an expression of your own divine self. And that will be related back to you, reflected back to you. So that's pretty much all the discussion around that. Discussion. It was more like a commentary. Just be careful. Don't. The Rams are going to be out there, so try not to butt heads. If you feel like, but I am right, you just say, okay, I see that. Let them have their way. Let them do what they need to do. Because you're so sure-footed of where it is, of who it is that you are, and what you're committed to, that you're going to be flexible. Okay? So being flexible is going to get you farther, faster. If you're butting heads, chances are there's going to be a winner and a loser, or someone is going to get hurt. So why do that? If you can see from that higher level that you're just at the peak of your own, of your transformation and the peak of the group, whether it's work or home or in your community, in your spiritual community, you're all there. We're all there together. We're all going to get there. So no one's going to get there fast. So if someone gets there faster, okay, well, they still have to wait for everybody to come. If they want to be the king, that's fine. It doesn't really matter. Because everybody's going to get to that level of consciousness, especially in the golden age, where it's not going to be competitive. People aren't going to be so interested in competing. It's going to be more cooperative. So look for cooperation in your relationships. And if you need to do an internal check and say, this is more wise for me to be flexible at this point in time, agree. And as Dr. Pelias said, then down the road, you can do your thing, and then they can see, that was really great what you did. It got us to this point. So that will bring more compassion for the person, give them the space to be who they are, and just know that you too are going to attain that status or that role or whatever when the divine wants you to. So be detached. As K2 is in Pisces, it's allowing you to be detached from all that, and then look for the good of all, how it can improve the good of all, the situation. So that's it from me. We have just a few minutes before we jump on to the webcast. Is there any questions or comments? You just have to press star 6. And then if you don't know what you want to share today, then definitely send an email. If it's a burning question, and then maybe you don't know how to, or you don't feel comfortable sharing it, just send an email to sundayswithsucharita@applycenter.com or sucharita@applycenter.com, and I'll be happy to share that support with you in an email and possibly one-to-one call or next week when we get together. Okay, Radha, are you there? Did you want to comment?
Hi, Sucharita.
Yeah.
Thank you for the insights. It's going to be an intense month. I was just thinking about how the sun is so life-giving, but then, of course, it's very fiery, and fire can also burn.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just what kind of the way it works. The way the sun works. it just kind of, it can burn away our impurities. And, you know, sometimes that can be uncomfortable, but definitely the sun always has, is leading us towards our highest purpose, our soul's purpose.
Absolutely. And if we don't, you know, if we don't take action, then we will never know, right, how our relation, in this particular year, how our desires, and then specifically the relationship desires, could have been had we not paid attention to them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so is there anything else that you wanted to share? I know that you're going to put your great write-ups. They're so beautiful and informative and well laid out. You're going to put those on the blog, this one on the blog. Is it, Radha?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have the, and there'll be a link there for the YouTube video with Dr. Pillai chanting the Gayatri Mantra. And, yeah, and I'll just give, like, a little reminder. We also have the Akshaya Tritiya. It's not this week, but it's next week on the 20th, 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that's, you know, that's, there's only really, like, you know, one day each year when both the sun and the moon are exalted. And that day is Akshaya Tritiya, the day when we can access the energy to get the consciousness for a wealth that never reduces, as you spoke about last week. So
mm-hmm.
just a little reminder on that.
No, that's great. That's great. And then Yagna will also send the emailer out to everyone. And just to, again, to recap what was shared, and then also to redirect everybody to either Pillai Center or Asurved, the services that are offered. Even if you can't afford it, it will share with you like a mantra to use, or it will say give you instructions of what you can do at home. So the more we read about this, or more we inform ourselves or educate ourselves about these different services, we're actually putting that's like your food for thought, good food for thought. So you're looking at all the benefits of propitiating the sun and diving into this new year with greater vitality, greater outlook and clarity, and then you have a sense of direction and adventure too. So we want to see what our soul is going to reveal to us in this next year. And then writing the goals out, as I said, you know, you might have goals that you think, it's not the year, I'm just going to focus on relationships. Focus on health, spiritual, finances, all the rest of your goals. Write those down too, because chances are they're going to manifest anyways. But if we don't know where we're going, as Dr. Pillai says, then how will we get there? We won't ever get anywhere, right? If you say, oh, well, whatever, it doesn't matter to me, then nothing will matterize, or nothing will materialize, or it will be haphazard. And, you'll just be spinning your energy and not using it wisely. So that's why he says, write your goals, look at them every day. Post-it notes are good. Or a journal is good, and then have your reminder, get the Hora watch, and listen to him cue you every day. Pay attention, or every hour, pay attention to this hour, pay attention to this day, and you're going to reap the most benefits. So I'm just getting a ping. We should be jumping off for Dr. Pillai's webcast, the Hangout. So if you're just joining, we're going to be closing this call now, and then we're going to move over to Pillai Center live hangout. And we'll see you there and see Dr. Pillai sharing about what the message of the Vedic New Year. So take care, everyone. God bless you, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.